Welcome to the Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show. Culpepper and Marco Coleman will break down today's Jaguars game and take a look around the rest of the NFL, as well as take your calls, tweets, and Facebook questions. The Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Wells Fargo, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Let's get the show started. Here are Marco Coleman and Culpepper.
All right, Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show is underway. Jaguars win it 27-24. Let's start it off with Marco's money player. Who was the money player in the Jaguars' second straight preseason victory?
I'm going to have to go with the golden boy now, Mr. Blaine Gabbert.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you,
it has taken two games for you to jump on the bandwagon.
But I'm going to tell you, now, I've never been against Blaine. Always been, you know, some things that he needs to work on, understanding not only his, you know, he didn't play a lot in college. Yeah. He's a young guy. So I know, you know, growth. I've seen him play, do some good things. But the thing that I'm really happy to see is the question about the toughness, which I have been one that has thrown that out there. He stood in, and I was very impressed with the way he handled himself today. I mean, against a really good, tough defense that you know is going to come after the quarterback. And he stood in there and made some outstanding throws. He's that guy right now for me.
They may not be coming after the quarterback exactly like they used to, potentially. Just saying, you know, after the whole bounty gate thing, they may not be quite as aggressive when they get
well,
there.
Well, last week, you know, they had some pretty good hits on Brady.
Yep.
When they played
yep.
against Brady.
That's right. But Gabbert's stood in there and stayed strong. Jaguars season tickets, group tickets, five-game packs, and single-game tickets are all on sale right now. To go all in, call 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com. This portion of the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Rouse Chiropractic Clinic. We'll take time out. Your calls when we come back. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Still to come, the carry of the day. We'll have an injury update for you as well. And your calls and tweets, you can tweet it to me at Culpepper if you like. After the Jaguars got it done today in New Orleans, 27-24. Back after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back, Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Culpepper, Marco Coleman here. Bueller Swiss Watch Company, proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss watches are available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville, the Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, the Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351, or you can tweet to me at Culpepper if you like. Need to make a correction. Earlier I said the Jaguars were trending worldwide. Not the case. I had on the Tailored Trends button. Still, hey, just to see him up there, you know, still pretty good. Scarface is trending worldwide,
which was
on earlier tonight on
two times,
AMC.
Double time.
They kept playing it, so I had to say goodbye to my little friend. Visit Sonny's today. Try the new barbecue baskets, the slow-smoked pulled and sliced meats basket for $7.99, or for just a little more, choose between two other mouth-watering baskets. Sonny's, the first name in barbecue. They also have a new game day promotions. Game day wings, 40 wings for $19.99. And a tailgate package, a feast for 4 to 6, for $39.99 for takeout only.
So that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, hey,
yeah, very reasonable too.
A tailgate package for 4 to 6 sounds great for you and I to go in there and enjoy.
Indeed.
All right, let's take some calls here. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Let's go to Saqib on the south side, who is up next, first on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Saqib, how are you?
How are you guys tonight?
Good, Saqib.
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm tired of these officials. First of all, I just want to say that these officials are terrible. The Chad Henne incident, he was just taking his mouthpiece off and he got just clamored. Okay, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And they didn't even just do anything. Okay, the second thing is this kid Justin Blackmon is a real deal, and I cannot wait to get up tomorrow and go get this kid's jersey because I'm really excited what I see right now. And I love what Blaine is doing. I was hard on him last year. You guys know that I was hard on him last year. Mm-hmm. And everybody wasn't hard. But I really love what he's doing. I'm really happy that he's stepping up in that pocket and just making the passes. He's getting hit, but you know what? That's what they're supposed to. That's where they get paid the big bucks.
It's football.
When they get hit.
It's not
and
ballroom
I'm really
dancing.
Happy.
Yeah.
And also, let me ask you guys one more thing. How long do you guys really think that it would take? I know tonight he only had 48 yards. How long do you guys personally think that he's going to take him, you know, to get that 100 yards, 110? You know what I mean?
He's going to have to play a whole game.
It's going
to
take a couple more weeks.
He's going to have to play a whole
game. You know.
Yeah, he only played a half today. So, you know, again, it sounds a little bit like a fantasy football question, but he's got to play a whole game before he gets to that number, I think.
Yeah, and it seems like they're going to have a lot of problems.
And the Jaguars, all the Jaguar fans around, man, this team is a really—it's really good, and y'all need to come see this team because we really are. I'm really happy as a Jaguar fan. I'm really excited what we are, what they're doing right now.
Saqib, thanks for the call. I think you expressed sentiments that a lot of folks around the city have that you know, excited about what's happening. It's very easy to get caught up in it when you see the reaction of some of the players, when you ask them, listen, I've been covering the National Football League. I have to do the math again. I think this is my 19th season of covering the NFL. And so I've asked a lot of NFL players. I've been covering it so long that I had been covering it for several years when Marco Coleman was playing.
That's a while ago.
It's been a while. But I've asked a lot of questions in locker rooms of athletes. And it's not often that you get overwhelmed by a particular trend of an answer that you're getting. And that's what we're getting in Jacksonville here with the Jaguars, the trend about how tight everybody is as a group and how good they feel about the direction, how good they feel about the environment that's been set, how good they feel about the work that's been put in. Tough training camp, not an unneededly a physical training camp, but it's been a tough training camp, and I think you're seeing some of the fruits of that workout on the field.
Definitely. And one of the things is, in order to win, Malarkey understands you have to have a cohesive unit. And you develop that in practice during the preseason. So right now they do have in the process of developing all the ingredients that it takes to have a successful football season.
Yeah, and that's, again, early starts, and we can sit here and make predictions all we want. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, I'm not a gambling man, but Vegas going 5.5 wins as the over-under, ridiculous.
You got to look at, in the schedule and the teams that they're playing. This team is going to be very, very competitive. I mean, it's going to be hard to, to bet against them, that's for sure, the way they're looking right now here in the preseason.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, to sip more, pay less, any size premium roast coffee, soft drink, or sweet tea, now just $1 at McDonald's, any day, any size, any time. McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll take time out, come back with the carry of the day and an injury update as the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show continues after the Jaguars' 3-point victory in the Big Easy. Back after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back, Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. This portion presented by Isleborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine. Time for an injury update, though, brought to you by Baptist Health, Jacksonville Circle of Care, and Keith Tostin was one left with a hamstring injury, the running back. We saw Brandon Marshall left the game with a little ding. Not really sure how he's doing. Didn't get much of a report. Good news is, didn't appear to be any offensive line injuries to come out of the game today. That's maybe the biggest part of this.
Well, hey, they got a stack of them. I would be not too surprised if someone did go down. The next one that stepped in, be just as good.
All right, time for the carry of the day, presented by Waste Pro. Let Waste Pro USA carry the load for you. Marco Coleman, who gets the carry of the day?
Oh, Rashard Jennings on his 17-yard scamper in the first half, where you see these offensive linemen pulling in front of him, opening up the holes. I mean, it's a thing of beauty right now, the way this offense is running the football. It's so smooth. Although it is very aggressive, Rashard is a real nice, smooth runner, and it's very cohesive. Even with different offensive linemen in different places, it's still getting it done the right way.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing them in terms of talent or productivity or anything else, but Rashad's running style reminds me a little bit of Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, I mean, he's straight up in the
air. Straight up and down runner.
An effortless run.
Or Kurt Warner, not the quarterback, but the running back
of Seattle. Yeah,
same
kind of body shape.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Same kind of style. If you want to go back to the late 80s, early 90s.
He looks so smooth in his strides. Yeah. I mean, he's moving fast, but it's so effortless the way it looks.
Exactly. All right, let's take some calls here. 800-355-NFL1. We go out to San Francisco. And, Clark, you're up here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are things in San Fran?
Good. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area, Concord, California, home of Maurice Jones-Drew.
There you go.
Oh,
Concord,
baby.
Yeah.
And I'm originally from the Jacksonville area, and I just want to give a shout-out to you guys. You know, I thoroughly enjoy the show that you guys put on. I don't get to watch a whole lot of Jaguars football, unfortunately, in the Bay Area. But every time the Jaguars play, I listen to you guys faithfully, and no matter where I am. And thank you guys for what you do.
Well, we appreciate it. We have a great time doing it, and it sure beats a real job. So
yeah, appreciate you, Clark.
Yeah, right. And my question for you guys, if Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't sign, how do you think it's going to affect the Jaguars season this year?
Well, it's not about signing, remember. It's just for clarification's sake. He is already signed. He's under contract. He's just not showing up. So,
right.
You know, he's still got 2 years left on the contract. So you're saying what if Mojo never comes back?
Right.
Okay, here's the what if. Again, I think they're going to be able to run the football. I think they will be able to run the football better with Maurice, but I think having Maurice and Rashad and Montel, I think that's a better option than just having Rashad and Montel or whatever. But again, I haven't seen any evidence to say that Mojo not being here has held them back at all. And maybe it's done just the opposite.
Yeah, I do agree with that, and I agree with your statement, you know, with Rashad Jennings being a Kurt Warner-type runner.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the same style as MJD, but he's not bad. I mean, he's doing his job, and he's doing it well, and even though it is preseason, he's impressed me, and I'm glad to see he's doing what he's doing.
The biggest question is going to be how will his running style hold up over the course of an entire year if he's the starter and he's the guy. That upright running style, some guy, you know, sometimes it opens you up for bigger hits, sometimes it doesn't. Depends on your vision and how you work in there. But, I mean, there have been a lot of very good upright runners. Marcus mm-hmm. Allen was an upright runner.
Yeah.
And we mentioned Dickerson, Kurt Warner, mm-hmm. some of these guys, very upright. There have been a lot of guys who were not upright who were very good. And, you know, Maurice is one of them.
Well, you know, having Sylvester Crooms as a running back coach is helping the running game also, because you look at them schematically, they're doing things to help him out. So they're really running in a perimeter. I mean, they had like the one particular play where they had all three tight ends lined up to one side.
Mm-hmm.
So when that defense has that, they're going to be shifting all the guys to that side. So what do? The Jags run the opposite direction in the perimeter. And, you know, he gets around there just one block, and he's got, you know, 8-9 yards before anybody can touch him. So the scheme also is going to help him out in his running style.
Yeah, and I do think with the addition of Justin Blackmon and the improvement of other receivers, it will open up for the running game. And Gabbert, you know, even though it's only been two preseason games, I personally think that you can definitely see improvement, which is good for the Jaguars.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's very obvious that you can see that improvement. All you have to do is spend a little time looking at it, and it doesn't take long. You can see it for sure. Clark, thanks for checking in from the West Coast.
Thank you very much.
Later, Clark.
All right, 800-355. By the way, beautiful city, San Francisco. Beautiful city.
But it gets cold out there. I'll tell you, my experience is every time I go out, it's 41 degrees and raining.
What time are you going out there?
Man, it's during football season. I always would play.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
It was the fall, oh, my gosh. You get some rain and cool weather. There's nothing worse. I mean, the snow, I can take the snow, the heat, but 40 degrees and raining, oh, baby, that's terrible.
Not to get too much off the off the track here, but my wife and I had our honeymoon in Napa Valley. We flew into San Francisco, spent some time there.
Well, full of grapes. You were drinking wine.
We were. It was April. It was gorgeous. It was perfect. So, you know, my advice to you, don't go there during football season. Go in the springtime. 800-355-NFL1. Ken on the west side is up next here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Ken, how you doing?
How you doing, Cole?
Good.
Mr. Coleman.
What's happening, Ken?
I love you, man. And you're a great Jaguar. What I have to say is it's incredible, the team unity that I saw tonight. I want to name the Jaguars the Musketeers, all for one and one for all, because every one of them guys I saw on the field tonight was giving it everything they had, whether they're trying to make the team or they're on the team, there's no doubt there's a different attitude in this city for this football team, and I say let's call them the Musketeers.
The Musketeers.
They're all in, all for one and one for all.
It's
incredible the unity and Mike Mularkey has brought to this team, and not just Mike, but Mr. Khan has brought with everything he's done, and it's great, you know. And when I saw him, Blackman make that touchdown, or the first touchdown, and that first thing they did was hand the ball to the referee, and they celebrated. It's a wonderful thing, guys. It's a wonderful thing, and it's exciting as a Jaguar fan, and I love it. And I hope it continues, because I didn't see nobody lay down tonight, not one person. Everybody was giving it everything they had, and I it looks like we got a lot of depth on this team. I'm really surprised, and I'm actually kind of shocked.
Yeah, but I think the depth has been is good. I don't know if it's great at this point, because you start. There are some positions that the depth is very good, but I think you nailed it, Ken, in terms of how this team has come together. And Marco, yes, it started as a marketing campaign, you know, the all in, but this is happening. I mean, this is real. You're seeing this. This is the team is buying in. They are getting all in on this. Those who are here anyway. And so, you know, it's you couldn't script a better start to things and have anybody actually believe that this is the way it's going to happen.
No, definitely. And some people now are still saying...
Ken, by the way, thanks for the call, Ken.
Yeah, you still have people that'll be naysayers at this point because of the preseason. But you can't be blind to the fact of the way these guys are going out and performing right now, showing that they are preparing the right way. It's obvious.
Yep.
It's obvious.
Yep, yeah, and you can see it. As a guy who played the game.
Man, these guys are crisp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're a fine old machine right now. You figure one more preseason game, put your hats on, get ready. They got something to bring in this season.
All right, you need a truck that works for you even when you're not working. The 2012 Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup truck that fits your lifestyle. See your Southern Chevy dealer today, proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars. When we come back, more of your calls at 800-355-NFL1. You can tweet to me at Cole Pepper. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the London calling, perhaps, this week. And some of the names of guys who Mike Mularkey said after the ballgame really stood out to him. We'll get Marco's take on those Jaguars. Back with more of the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back, Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman, Ed Rocco at the controls, Linda Fortunato really at the controls. This is the way it works. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Marco, what do you say we get back to some of these calls?
Let's go.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma. Richard, you're up here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show.
Oh, I'm back again in Oklahoma, huh?
Back again and feeling okay.
Slick Rick?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I'm just like Jordan Palmer. I'm still here.
Still hanging around, getting it done at the end.
I'm hanging around. A couple of things. I'm excited about tonight's game, but, you know, that I saw some good stuff. I noticed one thing, that the networks and other people won't pick up is Blaine Gabbert is not intimidated by anybody. Just wasn't.
he really stood in there. You know, that was the big knock last year, was that he would bail out on plays and that he would get on the back foot rather than striding into the ball.
No, he's not intimidated.
Tonight, that was it's clear. I mean, that's something it's obvious he's worked on, and I think you can. At least until you see something otherwise, you can put that thought to rest.
And on the punter, Brian Anger, he didn't get to show much tonight because the offense moved the ball up and down the field. So
yeah, he had one punt that was a touchback that had a 5.1 hang time, and I think it went.
Yeah,
for,
and it could have been touchdown inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, potentially. So again, again, when you talk about the things that the Jaguars needed to address this offseason, quarterback play had to be better, pass protection had to be better, receiving core had to be better, punting game
had to be
better, coaching had to be better. All five of those key things, I mean, you could find other things that can improve, but those are the big five. They all look like they're better.
Mm-hmm. When you don't get to use your punter and he gets to sit over there, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Great.
Yeah, Anger would take an assignment that only had him holding extra points. He'd be all right with that for a day.
That's nice money.
I believe that would so.
Yep.
And the last one, I just have a little complaint.
Uh-oh. All right, go for it.
I don't know why I do this, but I watch NFL Network and ESPN, and I'm sorry. I don't know why they just don't do split screen and show Tim Tebow on one side and Peyton Manning on the other side.
Listen, I get why they show them, because these are guys of big fan bases. They're in the ratings business. That's fine. My problem is not so much when they show a lot of those guys. My problem is when they get the facts just blatantly wrong about any team, but the Jaguars
here currently. Yeah, exactly.
So that's just the issue. Richard, thanks a lot for the call from Oklahoma, and hang in there out there in OK.